You guys looking to try to save money? Well, Spike, his brother, is doing something very strange to try to budget himself. And what is that, Spike?
My brother shared this with me this weekend. It's sound financial advice that if you want to really save money, you freeze your credit cards in a block of ice.
Oh, I've heard of people doing that before.
Yeah, so I thought, let me see if anyone's ever done this before, because basically, if you want to make an impulse buy, you have to defrost them first. Since you can't read the numbers through or physically use the card, you have to wait for it to thaw. And so, presumably, you have time to think about how important the purchase really is.
You're not freezing your credit cards, like putting them on pause.
Right.
You're literally freezing them.
You're putting them in a bowl with water and freezing them in the middle of the ice so that it takes time. Now, it's not going to work for people like Shannon, who already memorized her credit card numbers.
You know water is clear, right? I can see through the block ice.
Well, when it turns to ice, though, it's like foggy.
Yeah, it gets foggy if you freeze it real fast.
Maybe if you're using that fancy distilled water, it'll still be clear, guys.
by the way, people like Shannon are amazing to me that they can actually remember their credit card numbers
fast, too.
Like, do you remember people's phone numbers, too, like that?
No. I don't know what that says about me, but no. Whenever I lose my credit card or, God forbid, like, my identity has been stolen one time, I'm like, dang it, now I gotta rememorize the number for everything. Because I don't ever leave my number in my online, like, Amazon or whatever.
Right.
I don't save in a lot of the other sites, so because I can just do it so fast. But
you know what's amazing is that I won't buy something unless if they don't have Apple Pay or PayPal, because I don't know where my credit cards are half the time, because I do keep my I've been keeping my credit cards out of my pocket and like leaving them in a drawer. Or I'm too lazy to like go
get
to
up
the
and
bedroom
go get it.
And get it. So I won't buy, like if I go on Fanatics to go buy like a Tigers shirt or something, and if Fanatics doesn't give me the option of doing Apple Pay or PayPal, I'll just sit there and go, screw it, and I'll delete it. So that's been my thing. But
you know,
freezing the credit cards is interesting.
Yeah, a listener said I actually put it in a same thing, Ziploc baggie, filled it with water. But then other people are just saying it's hard now because they do save their credit card number in all the different websites.
Or a lot of people do memorize it, but you know what saves me money? Rarely, but sometimes, is if I see that there's a shipping charge, I'm like, oh, never mind. I could have $110 worth of clothes and shoes in my car, and I'm like, $3.95 for shipping? Nope. Cancel the whole order.
Same.
Yeah. I'm not paying for shipping. It's 2021.
Shannon,
exactly.
Shannon and Megan, do you ever
do
this?
That is blasphemy.
Do you ever do this? If it says that you add like another item, actually be free.
I add. Yes. I'm like, what can I add for $4? A headband. Yes. Yeah, and I add it to get the free shipping or whatever. I'm not kidding. I do it all the time.
I'm
Megan,
so glad you said that, because honestly, same. I have gone through and like done a 2-hour order, saw that there was shipping, and literally just closed it out.
Absolutely not.
So
who do you
funny.
Think I am?
The psychology is silly. That's why they do the free shipping with everything.
Exactly.
My friend Tim Richards, our old boss, he does that Dave Ramsey thing, like where and he has to write down all of his you know things that he buys. And one day we're out and about, and he's like, and I'm like, just give it to me, I'll pay for it. And he like sits there and he keeps a log of everything he buys. So I tried to do that one day. It was very depressing. I was buying like, you know,
it makes
Slurpees.
You aware of just how much money you're throwing out.
Doesn't he do the envelopes in the shoebox?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's really good.
It's been
to get
really
yourself
good
out
for
of
them.
Debt. Yeah.
Sarah, what's up? It's Mojo in the Morning Show. What do you think about this? Spike's brother freezes literally in a block of ice his credit cards to keep from spending money.
I think that's a wonderful idea, but not for me. I memorize my credit card, and I only shop online.
Oh, yeah. So, not going to work for you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not. And I already spend way too much money as it is.
Do you also do what Megan and Shannon do? You won't buy something if it requires shipping price?
Depending on how much. If it's under $5, I'll just bite the bullet and do it. But if it's more than that, then I won't do it.
No way.
Yeah. Leah, what's going on? It's Mojo in the Morning Show. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When I graduated college, Grand Valley, go Lakers, 3 years ago, the lady I babysit for decided to be funny like she always is and gave me a block of ice. And I said, what is this? And she goes, there's $100 in singles in this, and you have to wait a couple days to use it. And she just started dying laughing.
Wow. Wow.
Evil, crazy bitch.
I like her. Basically.
Jeez. She's just torturing you.
Can't you just get an ice pick or like a knife or something and like crack it open?
Me and my little brother, we were like literally sitting there like trying to pick it apart. And she's like, oh, you're going to have to wait. And she just like evil laughed the whole time.
By the way, she said evil laugh the whole time. For a second there, I took one headphone out. I thought she said I thought she said a-hole. I was like, oh boy. Hit the dump button. Leah, what's going on? I'm sorry, not Leah. Melissa, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
I do the same thing. Every time that there's a shipping charge, I won't do it. I'll close out of everything.
Yeah. You know what? It's psychological, mm-hmm. definitely. And especially with so much free shipping that's going on, you know? Will you do this ever, Melissa? If you see that the item, you know, gets free shipping, do you ever say, well, it's free, but I'll pay to get it like in 2 days? And then all of a sudden you'll pay like the $28 to get it in 2 days just because you're excited about getting it?
Nope. I'll wait. Yeah, and only time I'll do the free, if it says like over $35 in free shipping, if I'm like right within a couple dollars of it, then I will find something and maybe do it that way.
Yep.
But if not, I'll just cancel everything out no matter how much I have. Mm-hmm.
So I remember we needed a costume for a bit, and this was a couple of years ago. And so I gave my credit card to our producer and I said, hey, you know what, buy the thing. And we needed it by a certain date. I went back and looked at it. The costume cost $22.30. Uh-huh. The shipping cost $35.
It's outrageous sometimes.
It's ridiculous.
I wouldn't have never done it.
Somebody should start a store and call it free shipping and sell things, but overprice them and really just give free shipping on everything. They would make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Millions. Genius idea.
It's what they're already doing. Just might as well advertise it.
By the way, Spike... When your brother goes out to like dinner with you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
do you end up having to pay the bill all the time because he doesn't have his credit card with him?
No, he just texts me actually and said now he just stopped doing the ice thing and now he just cuts them up. I guess the ice thing only works temporarily. Smart. So and there's a texter coming in saying they wrapped the credit card in pictures of their dream house and pictures of their kids so that when they go to reach for that credit card they could say, okay, is this real? Do I need this purchase more than I need that house I've been saving for?
Yeah.
I add this to the Ryan Seacrest, how he keeps so thin, where he will pour like dog poop over his food or something like that, like to keep himself from going back and eating more food like that's on his plate. Like he like, you know, ruins his food. This hack that your brother does of freezing it
mm-hmm.
is kind of like that too.
It is. Now I just have a picture of Ryan Seacrest collecting dog poop in the backyard just to
How about this? How about putting dog poop on your credit cards?
Mm, that might work.
Oh, that would not stop me.